everybody. Welcome to Points of Articulation, episode 95. I'm your host, Justin Chang, and with me is Phil Theobald.
Yes, I am.
You are here.
I am here. Yes, you are.
Let's talk about toys.
Okay.
Before we do that, how's it going?
Oh, fine. You know, I'm okay. It's cool, man. Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I've been pretty busy.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a busy week.
Just at work? Or?
Yeah, just at work.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope things slow down for you soon.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to not have to work late.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Really looking forward to the weekend.
Well, I believe it was Socrates who said that everybody's working for the weekend.
Wise words.
Yep. Yes, indeed. So.
Yes.
What else is going on?
You know, stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Lego sets being announced.
I don't know what you mean.
Today.
Yeah.
Lego Ideas, the new sets were announced.
Ah, another Big Bang Theory set? Let's hope. Oh, very good.
No, two licensed sets, of course, because that's all that's on Ideas.
Of course.
I do prefer the original stuff, but I understand why the licensed sets get all the votes.
Of course.
Yeah, Lego Ideas, Doctor Who...
Ah, finally you're doing it, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
And Wall-E.
Like that?
Yep.
Cool. Those are both ones that I will buy.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm down with that.
So for the Doctor Who set, the one that they went with has, a variety of playsets and a minifigures. I'm kind of wondering what Lego will eventually do. I mean, obviously the TARDIS.
Right. Seems to be the obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if we got a control console, like an interior TARDIS.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, obviously you want to have the little police box since it's so iconic, but it would be nice to have the console as well, so... Here's hoping.
You think they're going to do a variety of doctors or just the most recent one?
Well, that's the rumor, isn't it? Didn't Lego kind of hint at something that it would involve like the history of the series or something like that?
I mean, what do you think is going to be in it? I was asking your opinion.
Oh, well, I think they're going to go for it. I think if they're going to do it, they're going to do it.
They're going to do 13 minifigures?
I think so. What was it? Is it Character Builder? Is that who did the old Doctor Who?
Yes, I believe so.
Blocks, yeah. They did a set with all of the Doctors, at the time. There wasn't your Capaldi or a War Doctor or anything like that at the time. But they did a big box set. With all the doctors, so why not Lego too? I think we'll see it.
So we're just gonna get a bunch of minifigures. The set is just minifigures.
Well, there will be a set in there as well, certainly.
Well, it's called Doctor Who and Companions.
Is that the Lego said this is what the set is going to be named?
Or no, that is what the name of the original set is.
Okay, well that doesn't. It's up to Legos for the final approval. So,
I don't know. They've hewed pretty close to the original sets.
That's true. Companions could mean, Rose and Clara. They can just put those two in, and there's your companions.
That'd be pretty lame.
Yes, it would. That's what I'm saying. You want to have all the doctors. I'd say all the doctors are more important than any of the companions. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I feel like they wouldn't put so many minifigures in one set.
I could see that.
That's a lot of minifigures.
It is. It definitely is. But I don't know. Maybe they'll do something like they did with Minecraft and have the, you know, one set be an ideas set and then have sort of little spin-off sets.
Yeah, that's where I think they're going.
That would make sense too. So yeah. There you go. I'm all for it. And the WALL-E, the original set that was submitted, that was by a Pixar employee, right?
Yes.
That is awesome. So that is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Way down with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited about WALL-E.
Yes. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Some interesting news to wake up to.
Yes.
Speaking of Lego... specifically licensed Lego. Let's talk about the two of the Scooby-Doo sets.
Yeah.
The Plane Adventures and Haunted Lighthouse.
Yes.
Yeah, pictures of these sets were taken from the Nuremberg Toy Fair.
Yep.
First up is Plane Adventures. It's a cool set, I guess.
I don't know.
The Headless Horseman is cool.
The Headless Horseman's awesome. It does confirm that the Jack-O-Lantern fits on a minifigure head, which is awesome. Although, we learned the Jack-O-Lantern's like a mask, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know what my thing is with both of these sets? And the lighthouse works better. They're shoehorning good guy vehicles into it,
right?
Because the mystery plane adventures. It's okay. You have the Headless Horseman riding his horse, but then you have Scooby-Doo flying a biplane that's like Mystery Machine colors, which just seems ridiculous to me. Ridiculous in the concept of a show about a talking dog. The teenagers suddenly having a matching airplane, just seems like we need to make up stuff to fill out this set.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, I like, with the lighthouse, you have a bit of that because, okay, they suddenly have a speedboat that's all Mystery Machine colors. But there, at least you get the cool-looking, spooky lighthouse set.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sets would have been better served foregoing the themed vehicles for the kids and putting all your pieces into making spooky environments for them to be exploring. You know what I mean?
I understand where you're coming from. I can also see where Lego's coming from in that they want to appeal to kids.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Don't they understand that, you know, 40-year-olds are going to be buying these? That's where the real money comes from?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Old people.
Of course.
Buying these. Yeah. So, I mean, I obviously get the point, but, you know. These will be more fun for kids, I'm thinking, than me, personally.
Right.
Just because I would rather have the environments. But, I mean, they're cool looking.
Yeah, I really like the lighthouse, actually.
The lighthouse looks great.
The skull statue that can roll away and there's treasure behind it.
Yeah. I like that the creepy ghost who haunts the lighthouse uses... some of the dwarf beards from the Hobbit line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly which dwarf beard that is, but it's good to see Lego getting use out of those molds.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Pretty cool looking, though.
And the merman is straight out of Monster Fighters.
Of course. This is supposed to make us feel better. Little Lego the movie quote.
Yeah, I got it.
The merman says that in the Did you know they made a movie about Lego?
No.
It's true. They did.
Tell me all about it.
It's got that fellow from Parks and Recreation in it.
Oh, you mean Owen from Jurassic World?
No, Rob Lowe. Actually, no, Nick Offerman.
Well, I'm talking about Owen from Jurassic World.
Oh,
played
yes.
by Chris Pratt. Today on Twitter, Chris Pratt tweeted out a picture of his upcoming minifigure from Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah? Look at that. Looks like Star-Lord's face.
Yeah.
I guess it should, though, huh? That's pretty cool. Clearly excited.
Yeah, yeah, this should be cool. Yeah. Have you looked at the Jurassic World game at all?
I just saw that little teaser trailer where it was just like the T-Rex coming out and roaring and like his jaw popping off.
Mm.
That's all I saw. Is there more?
Nah, I haven't looked at anything. Like I said, I've been busy. I haven't really looked at much.
The little teaser, it shows you nothing of the actual game. It's just a cute little... Yeah, the T-Rex Lego creature comes out and does a little funny skit, and that's about it.
I think you can figure out how the game plays.
I'm guessing it plays like all the other recent Lego games.
I think it's going to play like Uncharted.
That would make more sense. Because reasons?
Because he's clearly Nathan Drake.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Pratt is going to be Nathan Drake.
Yeah, if they ever made an Uncharted movie, he would be Nathan Drake.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I'm down for Chris Pratt playing everyone, apparently.
Yeah, they're like Indiana Jones, Chris Pratt. Sure.
Yeah, okay, I can see it, sure. So, there you go.
Let's talk about Transformers.
I think that's going to be our new thing for the show. Whenever we go into Transformers talk, I'll make the Transformer noise. And you will know then that it is time to talk about Transformers.
Hmm.
You know?
Your Transformer noise, again, sounds very Donald Duck-ish.
Like that.
So last time we talked about Combiner Wars Titan Class Devastator.
Ah, yes.
And the picture was obscured by a bald guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a clear picture was released by someone.
But the weird thing is it's a clear picture of the bald guy.
Yep.
And it's like, I kind of missed the point of what we wanted to see.
A clear picture of Titan Class Devastator.
And not super clear. It's a nice solid picture.
You can see the whole thing.
Yeah. It's not like an official Hasbro
release. Not just seeing an arm and part of a leg.
Yes. Yes. You get a good solid view. But it's not like a high res, like official shot.
No.
That's just what I wanted to clarify. That's all, brother. It's all good.
Well,
in the hood,
I'm sure you'll see that at Toy Fair, which will be coming up very soon.
Yep.
But anyway, Devastator.
What do you think about him?
It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't like the arms and hands. I mean, granted, this is not the best pose either, but
right. Well, it looks like the forearms are. You connect to those after the fact is what it looks like. Am I wrong with that?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like the forearms could really combine into Scrapper and Scavenger there. Or not Scrapper, but Bone Crusher. Bone Crusher and Scavenger do not appear as though they could accommodate those forearms when they are, you know, in any of their forms, so... Looks like those might be tacked on.
That would be good. Then some third party could come in and make better versions.
Oh, man. And his head looks a little tiny.
Yes. And I'm wondering if that's just the angle or if it's just his head is just tiny.
Yeah. It might be a side effect of having to, you know, cram the head somewhere into Hook. Because, you know, I'm guessing that the head is not a separate piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, might have to be a little smaller just to hide it somewhere in Hook in, you know, when it's not in use. But, I don't know. I really dig it. I really dig it. It looks very much like an updated version of the G1 mm-hmm. toy. Which, you know, seems to be kind of the trend for the Combiner Wars line.
Right.
And I am okay with that. I am very much okay with that. So, you'll spoiler alert, you'll get to hear me talk about Superion in a little while. So, and I'll just say this, after playing with Superion, I'm really looking forward to Devastator.
Cool.
So, yeah, it looks like he even has some ankle swivel there.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
So you're in on this Devastator.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I would have been in anyway, but I'm really in now, dude.
All right.
How about you?
Maybe.
Maybe. What kind of communist are you?
It's a maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm going to spend the money on Hercules. Maybe.
Terrible. Terrible.
Did you ever see Interstellar?
I did not.
Hmm.
But I saw Gravity and I saw Inception. So I kind of did.
Yep.
I kind of saw it.
Yep.
Okay.
No, Interstellar was, I mean, it got mixed reviews, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
NECA is making some Interstellar action figures.
All right.
All right.
What do we have?
All right. there's pictures of their Interstellar toys that are using the Mego style bodies.
Oh, okay.
So I have no interest.
Yeah. Mego style toys were only good when Toy Fair magazine was around,
mm-hmm.
and they could use them in Twisted Toy Fair Theater. But now that that is no longer a thing, there is no reason to have Mego figures.
Yeah. I would like some Interstellar action figures, but yeah, these are not ones I'm interested in.
That's too bad. So let's see. These are supposed to be Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
Does not look like them.
If you squint, you can kind of see it.
I mean, Anne Hathaway looks more like, what's her name from The Matrix? Trinity.
I don't know. What? That's the hairstyle she had in the movie, so.
Yeah. And Matthew McConaughey has a shirt on.
That's
not accurate.
That's true.
That's not accurate at all.
Yeah, even in space he took his shirt off. It was weird.
No bongos to play, nothing. Matthew McConaughey's a weird dude.
The McConaissance is real? I don't know. Speaking of weird, I want to talk about Play Arts Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Wild West Batman.
Okay, now let me just say this here. You sent the link.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you posted the link for this, and I just saw the title, which says Batman Timeless Western Batman Play Arts Kai DC variant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw that, and it's just okay, Western Batman. And for a second, I thought, ooh, this is going to be hilarious. But then I second-guessed myself and said, you know what, though? This is a Japanese toy line. When they say Western Batman, they probably mean, you know, Western in a global sense. So this is probably a very American-styled Batman as opposed to something with, you know, more like anime styling or anything like that. And then I opened up the page and was delighted to see that my first guess was right.
Yep, it looks like he's straight out of Trigun.
Yep. Cowboy Batman. Looks hilarious and awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. But
yeah.
I like the attention to detail. He does not have a gun.
No.
Because Batman wouldn't have a gun.
No. He's got a grappling gun.
Yep.
And, you know, like his bat utility belt is slung low on his hip, like a holster there. Looks like the little arm spikes are actually, looks like they're little knives that are kind of strapped to a leather gauntlet. And, his cowboy hat has bat ears, which is hilarious. Probably the only thing I could see that would improve it is that if the bat symbol on his chest was actually just like a sheriff's star.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great.
Yeah, but as it is, it's, you know, over his whole chest like a standard bat badge.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty awesome. Will not be buying it.
No, I won't either. Yeah. But it's crazy, and I felt we should talk about it.
Yep.
Let's take a little break, and when we come back, we'll talk about stuff we got recently.
Yeah.
It's delusional. The calculations alone would take hundreds of years.
Oh, hundreds and hundreds, but don't worry. I started a very long time ago.
Calling the War Council of Gallifrey. This is the Doctor.
You might say I've been doing this all my lives.
Good luck.
Stand by.
Ready. Commencing calculation.
Send me there.
Across the boundaries that divide one universe from another.
Got a lock onto his coordinates.
And for my next trick, I didn't know when I was well off. All 12 of them.
No, sir. Ah! All 13!
And we're back.
Woo!
Let's talk about stuff we got recently.
Okie dokie.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Oh, man, I was going to step out and get something to drink real quick while you were talking. I didn't think I wouldn't have a chance to.
Yep. Like I said, it's been busy at work lately, and I haven't had time to go to any of the shops or anything.
Oh, man. Well, how is that? You enjoying it?
Yeah. It's pretty
good.
Great.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got some stuff.
You got a lot of stuff.
My big bad 6-month limit hit. So I got a big box the other day.
And like clockwork, a pre-order came in after it shipped.
4 days after it shipped. 4 days after it shipped. Yeah, one of my my deluxe Stinger came in. So I guess I'll see him in 6 months. But yeah, haven't had a chance to try everything out yet. So I'm just going to talk about the stuff I did play with. How's that?
All right.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Well, it's all Transformer stuff. The first thing I'll talk about, though, is only tangentially related to Transformers. And tangentially in the sense that it is a transforming toy created by Takara. But, you know, not actually branded a Transformer.
Mm.
This is a part of the Osushi Sentai Shirada series. This one is Beni. And it is transforming sushi.
Oh, okay. What kind of sushi?
Well, the one I got, I believe it's salmon.
Hmm.
You know, it's either salmon or fatty tuna. It's kind of a, you know, orangish peachy color. It's got very discernible lines in it. So
Sounds like salmon to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably salmon or fatty tuna, I'm guessing. Yeah, you know what? It's got to be salmon because once you put it into robot mode, it has all these salmon-colored highlights.
Mm.
You know, that kind of pinkish color that is denoted as salmon. So, yeah. So I got a little salmon sushi. You get a, it's a little, you know, the little kind of rectangular rice clump, and then the sushi, the actual fish on top there. And it's kind of neat because it auto transforms. If you just press down on the sushi, it triggers a little spring loaded thing, and the figure pops open. Legs fall out, the arms pop out, and the head pops up. And then you can actually remove the fish part and have the figure hold it. It's like a shield. And actually contained inside the fish is a little weapon. You get a weapon in there. It's a, well, first of all, it's a little harp. And the harp unfolds and transforms into a bow.
Hmm.
So there you go.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but looking at what you got, I find it funny that you got a guy named Benny.
Why is that?
Oh, you got some jets.
Yeah.
You got Benny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Explain it.
I'll explain it when you're older.
As you would a child. Benny and the Jets.
There you go.
I knew where you were going with that. I just didn't want to be the one to have to say it. Because it's awful. And there are... it was like $11 for this little sushi guy.
Cool.
So, you know, it's small. But, you know, it's amusing.
You going to get any more of those?
You know, I'm kind of tempted to. Because it's... it's so kind of just ridiculous and silly. They all seem to, you know, transform the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only difference is, you know, kind of the colors of the robot parts and of course the whatever the slice of fish on the top is. You know, looks like one's like a that's supposed to be like a octopus maybe, and there's a Tamago one. Which is egg. Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm? Hmm? Yeah. Huh?
Like Tamago? Like Tamagotchi?
Yeah, exactly. They're little eggs. Hmm? Think about it. So, yeah, I'm tempted to get some more just because they're kind of funny novelties. So, we'll see. They also have little vehicles for them as well. There's a cup of green tea that transforms into a little... kind of jet sort of thing that your figures can ride in. And then a little bowl of soup. That unfolds into like a little battle platform.
Hmm.
So, which is hilarious.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. They also look at that. I'm just kind of looking at the other ones you can get now. Yeah, there is the octopus one actually has little octopus legs that pop out in robot mode. And then there's a bigger looking one. He's like a roll with like the little, I guess they're salmon eggs. And he just completely unfolds into like a giant sushi warrior. Kind of want him too.
two things about this.
Yeah.
First of all, it sounds a lot like Food Fighters, if you recall that.
I do recall that. I was alive in the 80s.
Second of all, when I saw the name, I thought you bought some Super Sentai stuff and was really surprised.
No. This is Osushi Sentai. But, yeah, other than that, let's see. Actual Transformers. It's all Combiner War stuff. Starting off with some of the Legends class Combiner War toys. Got Thundercracker, which, and of course, is a mold that we've seen already.
Yep.
It's the new Legends class Starscream mold. Strangely enough, they repainted it.
Weird.
Made it blue. Called it Thundercracker.
That's weird. I don't know why they would do that.
But, you know, you gotta have them. Gotta have them to go with all the others. So. And I got Bombshell, Insecticon.
So you have two of the three Seekers, two of the three Insecticons.
Did they not do a Skywarp yet?
No.
In that mold?
Nope.
They didn't. Okay. Okay. So,
But there is an Acid Storm, so...
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, there's the Acid Storm, but no Skywarp yet. So, someday, I'm sure.
Japanese exclusive.
They better not. They better not. But, Bombshell is freaking awesome. He's really great. I like him better than the Shrapnel figure. And, so cool. So cool. I'm an Insecticon fan.
Mm-hmm.
And this, really scratches that itch for me. So I am, very happy with him.
Cool.
You should pick him up.
It should be in my pile of loot.
Oh, good. You should have that sent to you at a 6-month interval.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the those Japanese exclusive Legends figures that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There was like the well, they weren't just all Legends class. There was like the Nemesis Prime deluxe toy. And there was listings for Bombshell and Shrapnel.
Right.
But all we saw was the silhouettes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're assuming it's going to be a different paint scheme because all the other ones are.
Yeah.
I've pre-ordered them just in case. So, certainly we'll see the color schemes before they're released. But I wanted to get pre-orders in for those.
I hope they're shattered glass versions.
Do we know what shattered glass Insecticons look like?
I have no idea.
I guess they'd look like Junkions, wouldn't they?
Since the Junkions look like Insecticons.
Yeah, whatever. That's stupid. I'm hoping they're...
I mean, it's shattered glass.
so it's going to be stupid regardless. Yeah, I'm just hoping that they are... the e-hobby ones. That would be pretty cool. Let's see. And the third Legends one that I got is Power Glide.
And how's Power Glide?
Power Glide is also awesome. I'm a Power Glide fan as well. Power Glide was one of my favorite G1 toys. And so any kind of Power Glide thing I am down for. Really cool job. Getting him, very faithful to his G1 toy in both modes, but with the greater articulation and kind of a cool thing. The you may remember the G1 toy. His head was just basically the nose cone of the plane,
right?
And you just kind of rotated it around. His face was always showing. It's the same thing here, but. They have it engineered so that when he's in airplane mode, his face is not visible. And it's this weird thing where you're like, you rotate his nose cone around, but you're only rotating like half of the nose cone. Like there's still the top of the airplane's nose cone remains stationary. And you're just sort of rotating the middle segment of it. To reveal his face.
Hmm.
It's really weird, but it works actually really, really well. And allows you to have that, the same kind of transformation scheme, the same little, the gun on top of his head, but not have the robot face showing in vehicle mode. So just a neat little trick that I'd not seen in a Transformer before. So it's kind of neat to see, especially on a Legends class toy.
Mm-hmm.
And Power Glide's new gimmick is that he can transform into a gun that Superion can hold, the Autobot Combiner.
And how's the gun mode?
It is really dumb looking.
Pretty much what I expected.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, we just sort of pulled apart an airplane. You know, his engine is now like the gun barrel, you know, and his wings kind of fold back funny in a way that would not make any sense at all on a gun, but you have to put the wings somewhere.
Mm.
And we molded some little missile batteries onto Power Glide's arms to make them sort of blend in to his gun mode a little, I guess, but not really. So, though that mode is kind of lame, I'm not going to bother using that at all, but, you know, robot and jet mode are fantastic. So, big fan.
Cool.
And, I got Superion.
Well, I got most of Superion.
Well, okay, I got, yeah, 4/5 of Superion. I got as much Superion as I can get right now. I got the Voyager Silverbolt.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the first wave of the Deluxes.
I've seen some rumors about Silverbolt, or the mold for Silverbolt, but I'll talk about it later, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, the 4 Deluxes includes 3 of the Superion limbs, and then 1 Stunticon, who will be Menasor's limb when that figure finally comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But you get Skydive, who's kind of the gray and black jet, Fireflight. Actually, it's Firefly now, technically, but Fireflight was the old G1 name, who is the red jet. Alpha Bravo, who is the new aerial bot helicopter. And then Dragstrip is your Stunticon, which is the... is it like a Formula One race car?
Yep.
Yeah, the yellow Formula One car. Mirage style. You recall the Hasbro's last combiner
was
was Bruticus.
Mm-hmm.
The War for Cybertron Bruticus. How did that one turn out?
Oh, it was great.
You are being facetious.
What are you talking about?
You are being sarcastic.
It was fantastic.
It was not very good.
No, it was not.
It was not very good. It had good intentions, certainly, but it was not very good. And it was not very good for a couple reasons. And I think a couple of the biggest factors were... they were all deluxe class toys.
Mm-hmm.
There was no larger Voyager class to serve as the body, which, you know, was kind of the standard for G1 combiners, was you have the big torso and then the 4 limbs are smaller. But that they tried to go all deluxe for this. And I also think one of the big problems was that they wanted to avoid any parts forming, so any feet or hands were implemented into the figure itself, which takes up space and compromises design. And then that they actually wanted to make it so all the limbs were interchangeable, so each limb figure had to have not only a foot hidden somewhere in it, but also a hand hidden somewhere in there. And not only a hand, but like a left hand and a right hand. So you could put it anywhere you wanted. So that it really, really suffered because of that sort of thing. None of this happens now. None of that happens now. You have the large Voyager figure to form the head. And then you have the Deluxes forming the arms and legs. And Hasbro did not mind doing parts forming this time because the hands and feet are separate pieces that you attach afterwards. And you know what? I would rather have that than non-parts forming with compromised robot and vehicle modes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually pretty cool the way that the feet and hand pieces are designed. They're the same mold. You know, there's little variants just to differentiate them. But it's the same design piece. You have a foot, and, you know, it's just, you know, kind of just a generic foot-looking piece. But then you can unfold fingers out of the bottom of the foot, and the foot's heel kind of folds in and can bend down and turn into a thumb.
Hmm.
So the feet transform into hands.
That's pretty clever.
It's actually extremely clever, and it works really, really well. And it's awesome. I'm very happy with them. Also, you know how lately the Transformers toys have been smaller than usual?
Right.
You know, we've been getting, you know, Voyager toys that were not much bigger than Deluxes, and Deluxes that were, you know, just a step removed from Scout classes.
Right.
Apparently all that extra plastic that Hasbro has been saving has gone right into all of these, because the figures are big and they're chunky and they're, you know, they feel solid. You know, the Deluxes that form the limbs are pretty much the same size as, you know, some of the older Deluxes. I saw, comparison online, like the aerial bots when they're in robot mode, they're this about the same size. They're well, they are the same size as like classic Starscream, which is a mold I would imagine anyone who is interested in this figure is familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they are a nice sized figure, and the Voyager is really good size Voyager, and I'm, like I said, I'm so happy with it. The individual figures, they have very simplistic transformations. That's the one thing I could see people complaining about, but I do not think it's a problem at all. Cause it, like I said earlier, it's very much, an homage to the G1 toy. It's very much like we're doing the G1 toys just with modern day technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And engineering.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah. Because the figures are, you know, very simple transformation schemes, almost identical to the G1 toys. You know, the old G1, aerial bots all had the same transformation scheme, and it was just the nose cone and the tail section popped up onto the vehicle's back. You pulled the back of the vehicle down to form the feet, and the arms kind of popped out of the sides. And, you know, the head's exposed just from being, you know, on the bottom of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's roughly the same this time around. You know, obviously there's a few extra steps. Actually, the legs do this kind of cool thing where you split the legs in half, and the thighs sort of collapse down into the bottom of the leg. And then, you know, you snap it back together. And you obviously have way more articulation and everything. But like you said, it's all pretty simple transformation schemes. All the vehicles kind of share the same transformation scheme. Even the helicopter transforms pretty much the exact same way as the jets. Even Dragstrip transforms in roughly the same way. Like the main difference with Dragstrip is that his legs don't do the pop apart thing. They just do the, where you kind of push the legs in, you know, there's no unsnapping of the legs to collapse them. But, you know, they all kind of transform roughly the same with minor differences here and there. But you end up with a really cohesive-looking combiner once they're all put together. I mean, they're all very nice individually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look good in robot mode. They look really good in robot mode. The vehicle modes, you know, they are not the most realistic jets. You know, they're a little blocky. You know, just like the G1 toys. But they still look good. And then once they're in limb form, they connect to Silverbolt really well. And, you know, you get some really good articulation on Silverbolt or on Superion. And it's I'm happy with it. Very happy with it. So I can see where some people might have problems if they were expecting like a really, you know, something on par with some of the third party stuff in terms of complexity.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather have a combiner figure that I can sit down with and have all the figures and spend like 5 minutes turning them all into limbs and popping them all together than something like a fans project where, you know, I'm spending 20, 30 minutes on each figure, getting them properly transformed, and then starting to put it together and fit all the pieces on and everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I just in terms of playability, I prefer this just because it does. Because what is it? I have, the fans project Superion add-on kit. You know, there was that old Superion combiner. And then Fans Project put out all these add-on parts and stuff.
Right.
And you have to, you know, and it takes a long time. You know, I'd sit there for 45 minutes, you know, transforming all these tiny little parts that clip on to the figures and getting it all put together and finally posing it. And, okay, I have Superion put together. I'm just going to leave him here and never transform him back because it's just a pain in the ass to do it. And whereas this, it's easy enough to break them down and put them in all their different modes and stuff like that. So I am very happy with this. Very much looking forward to Menasor now. Very much looking forward to Defensor.
I'm not sure you should be looking forward to Menasor.
Why is that?
I've heard that Optimus is terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I am willing to give it the benefit of the doubt just because I am so pleased with Superion.
I've heard that from people who are pleased with Superion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. It's not like I'm not going to get him, so. What did you hear about Silverbolt that you were going to say?
That it's going to be remolded into Cyclonus.
I did hear that. I heard that as well. I'm curious to see how they do that. Just in terms of the Cyclonus's head, you know, with the rabbit ears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they would do with that. Because I don't think those would necessarily fit. You know, able to be tucked away.
Parts forming.
Yeah. Clip on ears.
Yep.
Maybe he'll just get them shot off. Oh, man. But yeah, there you go.
I'd be pretty excited. I'd like a new Cyclonus toy.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Japanese Superion on pre-order.
Oh, yeah, with the slingshot.
Yes.
Instead of Alpha Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what's interesting about Alpha Bravo? I mean, clearly he's set up to be a Vortex. Well, he's going to be Blades,
mm-hmm.
certainly. And it's not too much of a stretch to see him being repainted as Vortex if they end up doing constructing or Combaticons.
Which they probably will.
You know what, though? As I was transforming him for the first time, you know, just going from robot to vehicle mode, it really struck me that with a minimal retooling, this would very easily be a Blastoff as well.
Hmm.
You know, all they'd have to do is tack on a couple shuttle wings because fuselage of that helicopter, once you take off the rotor and the little stabilizing rotor, it looks like a space shuttle. So I could totally see a retooled Alpha Bravo being blast off as well. So,
well, there you go. You got two parts of Bruticus.
Yep. And, you know what? That, new Stunticon pickup truck, they could probably repurpose that as Swindle if they wanted to.
Mm, yeah.
You know, little remove from the G1 Swindle, but I could see it working with the proper color scheme. So they just have to do a tank. So
yeah, it shouldn't be too difficult.
No. And then obviously an Onslaught, but you know, I don't know.
They'll figure it out.
I'm digging the Combiners Wars line.
Cool.
I'm very pleased with it. So looking forward to more.
Well, you're in luck because more is on the way.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we'll see something out of New York Toy Fair.
Oh yeah, for sure.
New York Toy Fair is coming up in what, 10 days?
Is it that soon?
I believe it starts on the 14th.
Nice. Very, very cool.
So, yeah, pretty exciting.
Excellent.
Cool. I think that's a show. If you would like to reach us, you could do so on Twitter. We're at POA Podcast. Facebook, facebook.com/pointsofarticulation. Email, POAPod@gmail.com. Speaking of email, we are five episodes away from, episode 100.
Wow.
And I was thinking about doing something a little bit different for that episode. Yeah. I've just got a couple ideas going around in my head. But something I'd like to hear is some stuff from the listeners. Just what kind of toys they're into, how they found this show at all. You know, just toy stuff in general. I'd like to hear your feedback about anything, really.
Yeah.
One of the ideas I had was kind of a Q&A episode. So, yeah, I don't know. It's an idea. You can check out our Pinterest page, pinterest.com/POAPodcast. I'll be putting up images of most of the stuff we talked about on this episode. You could subscribe to us on iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, if you could leave us a review, that'd be awesome. And we're also on Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you later.